Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
It is the Lake Show. Steve in for Henry tonight and again tomorrow night. Henry Lake is back from Vegas on Thursday, and we certainly look forward to that. Twins resume. They play Colorado in Colorado. Then they go to L.A. and battle the Dodgers, and then a home to take on the Nats. And just to quickly recap, we had learned earlier in the day, Commissioner Rob Manfred met with the media. Phil Miller was covering for the Star Tribune, joined us to start the show tonight. And one of the big stories today is that a deal to sell the Rays to a Florida businessman apparently is set, and the deal will close in September. And he was asked by Phil about the Twins. Rob Manfred said that we could see a deal soon. So, that is certainly a big story. All-Star game underway in Atlanta. Once again, Twins resume on Friday. By the way, the Lynx play tomorrow. Quick update on the Lynx. They get the Phoenix Suns at Target Center. It's camp day, noon start. Kids are going to be there. I learned from Vanita this morning on the morning news. Vanita's going to the game. I said, bring your earplugs.
I'd be more surprised if Vanita. What doesn't Vanita do? Like Vanita knows everywhere.
She's everywhere. Her social media feed is filled with her and friends or her husband. Mm-hmm. They go to everything.
Yes.
And by the way, the Loons, who are playing very well this year, get LAFC at Allianz Field. Tomorrow night. So there is stuff going on the local sports scene. One of the gigantic stories in the world right now is Jeffrey Epstein. And Jeffrey Epstein died in custody by suicide, or was it? And we've all heard variations of this story and the various conspiracy theories. One is that he was murdered in jail. Another theory is that this detailed list exists somewhere. Well, the current administration and the current attorney general came out very recently and said, we didn't see a lot there. We're going to pursue it. The president has said he would like people to move on. There are people that are supporters of the president who are not very happy about this. And this gets into the bigger picture of conspiracy theories and why they are so dangerous. Now, I'm not even going to say whether or not Pam Bondi or previous administrations who may or may not had lists or evidence and why it wasn't made public. I think the bigger picture is, in my opinion, on how conspiracy theories can take on a life of their own. And it's in many ways the old story of letting the genie out of the bottle and then trying to put the genie back in the bottle. We've all heard that story. And I think this administration right now is in that spot of trying to put a genie back in the bottle, because this has been percolating for a long, long time. And I think by now, if you pay attention at all, well, you know what Epstein and Maxwell were up to. She's in prison for 20 years. You don't get 20 years in prison for parking tickets. We'll leave it at that. Some really, really bad stuff went down. And there's a lot of talk about the rich and powerful, Democrats, Republicans, famous folks, you name it, involved in this sordid behavior, despicable behavior. I don't know about you, Chris Tubbs, but that's what it's the classic in conspiracy theories, and you let the genie out of the bottle, and then what? And now the request that we should all move on. I think there's a lot of people on both sides, ardent supporters of the president, opponents of the president, and people that may sit somewhere in the middle in all of this, want to know what the deal is.
Yeah, we've been hearing about this for years. You know, this is the danger when you swim in the conspiracy theory waters. Because let's go back to 2016. Another conspiracy, there was, you know, Barack Hussein Obama is not an American. He, you know, was born in, what, Kenya or, you know, wherever they were trying to claim. So you've got that. And then you've got this conspiracy that the election wasn't stolen, or the election was stolen, rather. Then there are always conspiracy theory. This conspiracy theory about Jeffrey Epstein, it runs so deep in MAGA, and it runs so deep in QAnon circles, because this was something that the Democratic elites were trafficking children and drinking the blood of the children like vampires. This is something that we have been dealing with for many, many years. And you can't claim now that there's no there. Like, there is an entire movement that is based on this assumption that Democratic elites are you know, preying on young, vulnerable children. So we want to get to the bottom of it. But this is something that, I mean, if you're asking about this particular one, that I think there are a lot of people out there that really want to know, what is the deal? Just be transparent.
Exactly. And I even think I saw a note that the Speaker of the House alluded to that as well. And there are a number of people on both sides of the aisle. And as this moves forward, I still think there's a groundswell of people on both sides, supporters of the president, opponent of the president, and then those people somewhere in the middle that want transparency on this issue. Because once upon a time, it was Jeffrey Epstein was murdered because he had a list, and there was a black book, and there were videos, and there was all this evidence, and it implicated, let's just say, powerful Democrats. So one side said, we need to get at that, and we need to know that. And then along the way, there was the conspiracy that Jeffrey Epstein was murdered in jail, that it was not a suicide, that there's more to the story. Fast forward to today, and it's, we need to move on. And that in itself speaks to conspiracy theories. And I've got a couple others I'm going to throw out. And this is what makes conspiracy theories in themselves so challenging as time goes on. Go back to the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy in Dealey Plaza in Dallas in 1963. And the books and the interviews and the theories about that and the fact that more and more files have been released in the spirit of transparency. Let the American people see what happened to JFK. What was it? I've read a lot of books. I went through a phase where I read tons of books saying that it was clearly a conspiracy. Other books that say Oswald acted alone. The Warren Commission determined Oswald acted alone. Of all the evidence that's been made available, it still looks like Oswald acted alone. But the people that want to be convinced that there was a vast conspiracy that led to the assassination of JFK and Oswald was just a patsy, you're not going to convince them otherwise. I'll give you one other example. The moon landings were faked. That Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin did that all in a television studio, and it didn't happen. I will offer one rebuttal. I'm also a big fan, as you know, Chris Tubbs, of space flight in the space program and have been ever since I was a little boy.
Yep.
I've read dozens and dozens and dozens of books and read constantly about particularly human space flight. Let me give you one rebuttal to the fact that the moon landings were faked. This is the peak of the Cold War. The reason we went to the moon was the Cold War. The reason, ironically, JFK laid down the gauntlet in a speech in Houston, Texas. We will go to the moon and we will do other things. Not because they're easy, but because they're hard. That was peak Cold War rhetoric. We went to the moon because of the Cold War. And don't you think for a second, if the Soviet Union thought it was faked or have evidence that we were not indeed on the moon in July of 1969, don't you think they would have put that out there? But there are still people to this day that are convinced that Apollo 11 and subsequent moon landings didn't happen. And that's the danger of conspiracy theories, is they live forever in the minds of people who are not going to accept the evidence. And what did I lay out? I laid out, don't you think the Soviet Union would have been the first to show any evidence had Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin not been on the surface of the moon in July of 1969? Of course would have.
No question they would have.
So, but there are people that are saying, well, they were in on it. How do you deal with that? And I think we're in that territory with the Epstein thing. It's despicable and horrible what Epstein and Maxwell were doing. You can't put that genie back in the bottle.
No.
Even if they are 100% transparent, there are people that aren't going to believe it.
No.
And that's the problem where we sit right now.
I think a big problem, too, with this and the administration is this was a talking point on the campaign trail. Like, this administration ran on being transparent. We are going to release the Epstein files. J.D. Vance said it. Donald Trump Jr. tweeted about it. Dan Bongino said he's never going to let it go.
A lot of conservative influencers.
Yes,
on social media, on the internet, have been beating this drum for years.
So when you tell somebody this is important, this is a priority for us, this is absolutely something we are going to get to the bottom of, and then all of a sudden you're like, well, guess what, there's no there, boom, we're done. It's like you'll build up this expectation like you are going to somehow be you know, the purveyor of transparency with this situation. I don't care who you are. If you're a Democrat, Bill Clinton is on that list. Send his ass to jail. If you know, whoever it is, if your name is on there and you are implicated, you should be punished by the greatest extent of the law. It doesn't matter who you are.
A member of the royal family.
Prince William.
Andrew.
Prince Andrew, Prince William. You know what? I think Prince William is probably on there, too. Let's put him on there. I'm kidding. I'm obviously kidding.
But my point being is, and I'll just get back to the bigger picture on conspiracy theories and why this is so dangerous. And I'll go back to this example again. The genie's out of the bottle. And as much as the president and the people around him and the attorney general want to put this away, the genie's out. This is stuff you don't put back in a bottle. And by trying to release all this information on JFK and UFOs and all of that, mm-hmm. you know, the big UFO release, what did that prove? People are either going to believe, or, yeah, there's a cover-up. I go back, and to me, the cleanest example of all is the moon landing. And those people that believe, oh, it was faked. For sure it was fake. There's no way we went to the moon.
Well, I think kind of what you were saying.
Or flat earther. You know, flat earther is a different kind of deal. That's not necessarily conspiracy. But once again, Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong walking on the moon in July of 1969. That was 55 years ago. Think about that.
Well, and you know, you mentioned
Steve 56 now.
You know, you're mentioning with it. It's like, yeah, there was the moon landing, and then why wouldn't they have said it? If it didn't happen, they would have immediately jumped on it. Like there's an underlying context and a reasoning. Like we can't just look at these on a surface level, and I think that's the problem. So many people look at it on the surface level, and let's sit back and let's put the pieces of the puzzle together, and you'll realize where it fits and where it doesn't.
The Soviet Union in 1969 had the technology to see the eagle on the surface of the moon. Maybe the technology wasn't good enough to see Neil's first steps on the moon, but based on the transmission and the telemetry of those transmissions from the surface of the moon, they couldn't have faked that. And how this relates back to the Epstein situation. All this stuff is out there floating around in people's head. Why can't we see more evidence? Why can't we see the evidence that exists? That ain't going away, folks. This is not going away.
No, it's not. It's not. It's
so I guess the point here is get used to it. This is going to be with us, just like JFK's assassination or the moon landing.
Are you in agreement? Just release the files. Let's just see what's out there, right? Like release everything. Like let's just see what the truth is, and then we can, you know, we can figure it out from there. But just release everything. I don't think what's wrong with that. I know the administration won't, but just release it. Just show us what's there. That's it.
Yeah.
That's a way to quell this. If you want to quell it, and you got nothing to hide, just release them.
Here's the problem with that, though, because the people on either side, whatever side you're on this particular issue, when it comes to Epstein and what he had and what evidence is being held, well, it was manipulated. That if you're on one side, Biden and his people messed with it, or if you're on another side, Trump and his people messed with it. That's where we're at, and that's why this just now has completely a life of its own and no end in sight.
Not going to go away.
Nope. Quick break. It is the Lake Show. Steve in for Henry. Chris Tubbs alongside here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The All-Star break. Steve in for Henry. Chris Tubbs is here. We're back tomorrow night, and then Henry returns on Thursday. Twins get back at it at Colorado Friday night, Saturday night, and then a Sunday matinee here on the home of the Twins as they try and hang in there in the wild card race. One other thing I wanted to get into before we jump back to the Twins in the All-Star game, the Open Championship, the oldest major in golf. First groups tee off at 6:35 a.m. at Royal Portrush. That if you want to stay up, that the first golfers will tee off at 12:35 a.m. This coming morning. So you can stay up all night and watch golf from across the pond. Scotty Scheffler's got to be the favorite there. Hey, Joe Ryan, he got into the game wearing his Twins uniform. It looked great. So Joe Ryan pitched and pitched a clean inning, Chris Tubbs.
Yes, he did. That audition to go to the Bronx, it's looking good right now.
Come on, man.
I mean, he struck out Manny Machado, got Will Smith to pop up, and then struck out Kyle Tucker. I mean, you know, I mean, the Yankees right now are probably scouring their farm system as we speak to see who they're going to give up for Joe Ryan.
Well, you know, here's the thing.
I mean, Joe Ryan's pitching better against the National League All-Stars than he did against the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Ouch.
I mean,
ouch.
I mean, come on. I mean, good thing O'Neill Cruz wasn't in that inning because Lord knows what would have happened then.
A couple of things about all of this, and I brought it up with Phil Miller, who covered the commissioner's meeting with the media earlier in the day, and of course the story about a twin sale could happen this summer. So we've got that, by the way, at WCCRadio.com, wherever you get the podcast, and I believe you just searched the Lake Show or Henry Lake, and you've posted it on the page there.
I did my
chat with Phil. And there's really good stuff about all of this and when a twin sale could go down. But when it comes to players, I really do believe if there is a group, let's say there's an individual or a group that are moving toward an agreement with the Pollad family to buy the club. would they be thrilled about, you know, a guy you could argue right now is your ace? I know there's Bailey Ober and Pablo Lopez in there on the shelf. But would that new owner be thrilled with you're giving up one of our young starting pitchers? You know, I know they're in control and making the decision. I just don't think a deal like that would go down at this point.
No, I don't think, you know, number one, it's like, yeah, you're looking, what would you get for a Joe Ryan? You'd get some prospects in the hopes that one of them would turn into a guy like Joe Ryan. You've already got Joe Ryan. It's like, you've already got Joe Ryan on your roster. Why do you want to go out and get somebody that could be, the next one? Plus, I feel, Steve, that you're now starting to get that goodwill back with the fans. Why would you possibly try and alienate a fan base that you have had a year to slowly try and build up that goodwill? I mean, now, I know the Nelly concert helped, the Cubs and everything, but I feel like you finally got yourself back in the good graces of Twins fans. This would send a bad, bad message, in my opinion.
Well, and Byron Buxton coming out and saying, hey, I've got a deal. I'm not going anywhere. I want to finish my career as a Twin. Byron Buxton right now is a gate attraction. You know, you can, with a straight face, say to Twins fans at this moment, you got to get out and see Byron Buxton play. He's playing that well and having that good a year, and build on that momentum. And when you have players like Joe or on the back end of the bullpen, I think you want to hang on to that right now. Now, Phil made a good point about Johan Duran and how hard he throws and what you might be able to get for a guy like that. But I don't think you could get rid of Duran and Jax at this point in time.
No.
But if someone came in and just, you know, blew you away and said, we want him as our closer, and we're going to get, you're going to get two or three major, you know, or two for sure, major league ready young guys, you might listen to that, but you can't give away a starter. You can't give away a front end, you know, a front end guy like that. Duran, I could be convinced, but that's about it.
Yeah, I'm not even convinced on that at this point, because you're weakening what would be one of the strengths of your team. You're building your rotation right now, and your pitching staff on the fact that you've got a very good bullpen. Like, that is the strength of your team. Why would you weaken the strength of your team when you would make your team worse just to try and potentially, hopefully, get better down the road? Like, that logic just doesn't compute to me.
Yeah, and you make a good point. His entrance when they dim the lights and people turn on their phones, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's probably
you don't want.
Yeah, it's so you're not worried about what he does on the field. You just like the entrance.
Well, no, but I mean, it's something the fans get a kick out of. You don't want to give up on that.
Well, if he pitched like I did, then that would be different. But I mean,
yeah, but he wouldn't have that open then. I mean, he's built up to this point where he gets the grand entrance.
You have to work up to the Undertaker gong. I get you.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. And one of my great regrets, I just got to get this out of the way before the weather, and then we'll do the weather, I promise, is one of my great regrets is not getting to the Bronx and seeing Mariano Rivera come into a game. I wish I would have been able to experience it. Not that I'm a Yankee lover or anything like that. That would have been cool.
Jeter.
Exactly. A quick break. We'll have the weather in a moment. Still more to come. What is the deal with road construction? And, well, we'll get into it here in News Talk 830 WCCO.
Jeter.
You know the old line. There are really two seasons in these parts. Winter and road construction. And it has been a tough year. 94 east of downtown over to 280. That is tough. I don't make the daily commute, and for those of you that do, bummer, but that is tough. The lanes are already narrow. They've reduced lanes, so they're doing work on that stretch of 94 just east of downtown Minneapolis. Of course, 494 at 35W in Bloomington, that is a major project. 494 in Bloomington, that's tough no matter what. You had road construction. And there are other projects around the metro area. It goes without saying. You know what those are. And there are slow spots around the metro area. Highway 10 up in Anoka County, Coon Rapids area, up around Hanson Boulevard. Lanes are narrowed. That is a very, very busy stretch. But the latest, Chris Tubbs, and I don't drive this a ton. When I used to work my full-time job in Eden Prairie and then come downtown to fill in here on CCO, you know, in this time slot or later, when we were live late, I would take 394 in. And now they're doing work on 394 just west of downtown, and that's going to go on for 2 years. And that's a big one. That is going to cause problems.
Yeah, and that is part of my commute as well.
Oh,
because there, you know, fortunately for me, there are several different ways that I can get downtown, depending on, you know, where the traffic is. Right, like my GPS will take me, you know, one of like four or five different ways, but I have been on that stretch of 394, and I don't mind, you know, all of these construction I understand work needs to be done. I get that. But it just seems like there's a lot of things that we're going to dump this project here, and we're going to dump this project here. And I feel like a lot of the drivers in the metro are playing Frogger, right? It's like you're trying to figure out what lane to go in and where you have to be and how you have to get around things. And I understand the frustration. I don't think that this was laid out real well when MnDOT was trying to figure out these higher congestion areas and how we were going to try and get this all done, especially if these projects are going to take a significant amount of time.
Well, and it is painful. I can remember that stretch of years. And this is when I was living in the northern suburbs of Minneapolis, traveling down to Eden Prairie every day for work. And before that, traveling down to Edina, and then eventually the company I worked for moved over to Eden Prairie. And Highway 100 and 169 and 494 went through major projects. I'm not kidding you. It was 8 years. So north-south in that part of the metro area, if you're going to move north-south, it's 100, 169, or 494. And for a stretch of 7 or 8 years, you can look it up. One of those was undergoing a major project. So it pushes... It was crazy, and so I understand the frustration. And you're absolutely right. There's a stretch of time where you can't work on the roads, and you know they'll work weekends. The one thing maybe we could see, and I don't know how it would work, and with noise ordinances, et cetera, and I would assume it depends. You know, is could, and I know like in Chicago, sometimes they work on these roads 24/7 to get them done. That they literally are going all night, and I don't know if that's feasible in these parts. And no one ever wants a major road project on their commute, but this seems like a really tough year so far.
There's no doubt. It absolutely is, and it kind of reminds me too. You know, when 169 and 494 for the longest time was, I mean, that always seemed like it had something. You know, and for those that know that have traveled, I'm going to say two words for you, and you're going to know what I mean. Sioux City.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Maybe construction through Sioux City on I-29? Through Sioux City?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, having been in Sioux Falls, I figured that maybe that was... It seemed like I-29 through Sioux City was always... There was always construction. For the 6 years that I was there in you know, South Dakota, it was... It was every year. Every year it was the same stuff.
It's funny. Way back in the day when I was doing play-by-play in Sioux Falls, this is late 80s, early to mid 90s, the Sioux Falls schools played the Sioux City schools. So I was making that run all the time. But I didn't run into construction. You know, this is way back, you know, when we had to hand crank our vehicles in the front. You know, the vehicles we drove, we'd have to get out and, you know, hand crank them to get them started.
Damn, that's old.
That felt flat.
That's old. Yeah. That's really old.
But, so I never experienced that. But, yeah, I feel for you. 394 is a big one. So if you use 394 to get into downtown or a ball game or a concert, there's going to be work. And imagine that for Viking games.
Oh, my.
This fall.
No, boy.
Ooh, that's going to be tough.
Yeah, that's.
That's going to be tough. Viking fans are not going to be happy. All right. Good luck, though. But 394 is a big one. And I know there's a lot of folks on both sides of the aisle that are reaching out to MnDOT and saying, what's going on? There's a lot of road construction disruption. 14 minutes now in front of 9 here at News Talk 830-WCCO. It is the Lake Show. Henry taking time off, sort of. He's at Summer League in Vegas. Timberwolves and Pistons earlier. And Henry will have a full report when he gets back on Thursday night here on the Lake Show. And by the way, Twins resume. They'll be in Colorado. Good news, Twins All-Stars have been in the game. Joe Ryan pitched a clean inning for the AL. And Byron Buxton out there patrolling center field. He had to put out to end what looked like the bottom of the fifth inning. But he hasn't had an at-bat yet, Chris Tubbs, that I've seen.
No, he should have come in and bat for Javi Baez, but I think... Being an all-star starter, I think you want to get two at-bats, and I understand that. But Javi Baez bounced out to the left side of the infield, and I mean, I think you and I could have beaten that out.
He dogged it.
Come on.
He dogged it.
dude, you don't half-ass an all-star game. I mean, this is, you know, this is pride, right? I mean, is there still home field advantage?
They're having fun, though. I mean, yeah. If the guy doesn't, you know, go full out down to first, I guess I don't hate that too much.
I mean, if that was Byron Buxton, he would have full-assed it. Not half-assed. Yeah. I mean, come on.
By the way, in Summer League, Timberwolves beat the Pistons 89-73, and Terrence Shannon Jr., 24 points. Leonard Miller had 20. Rob Dillingham had 16 with 4 assists in that game. By the way, Lynx matinee tomorrow at noon, Phoenix in town. It is camp day. It will be a wild crowd at Target Center for that. Loons on the midway tomorrow night. They get LAFC, and they are a great story of the Loons right now, solidly above the playoff line and having a really nice year. So the Loons over at Allianz tomorrow night. And the Open Championship, don't tell anybody, but I think I might have the leaderboard up on my computer at work a bit tomorrow. I don't think I'm going to be watching live golf at work, but I'll have the leaderboard there and keep an eye on it.
Yeah, see, what they need to do, you remember when March Madness, you know, several years ago, where they had the boss button where people could watch games on their computer, and then the boss comes by and you hit a button and it gives you like some, you know, nonsensical graphs and stuff. That's what you need.
You know, the thing is, though, I think any savvy business, large or small, probably has a way to monitor employees' internet usage.
Oh, Big Brother's watching. Yeah. Big Brother.
So, you know, the key is to have work windows open and then just a window where you kind of have the golf leaderboard. I honestly think that my employers, my full-time employers, wouldn't be offended if I had the open leaderboard. You know, how's Scotty? How's Rory doing? All of that sort
of
stuff.
Well, when you walk away from your computer, do you have to lock it so they don't look at
it? It locks automatically.
Oh, okay. Because sometimes they're like, hey,
it's on a timer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because there's rules and regulations and data privacy and all of that sort of stuff, where if you get up and walk away, it locks up, so you got to put in the password or
that's annoying.
You know, do the blood sample.
Yeah, I know, that's what it is, like face recognition, you know, DNA,
sure.
Fingerprints, and
I can't blame him, because there is a lot of malware, and there's a lot of phishing, and there's a lot of people trying to get into these systems and steal your data. Speaking of that, here's a quick plug. Tech Talk with Doug back this Saturday because the Twins are playing in Denver. So Tech Talk, after a long layoff, returns Saturday between 3 and 4, and we'll get into all of that stuff.
Have you ever said on that show, thanks for coming to my Tech Talk?
No, but I will.
I think that's a great line.
Thanks
for coming.
You know what?
You should end the show by saying, hey, I'm Steve Thompson, and thanks for coming to my Tech Talk.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this Saturday, and then you'll be able to check.
Dog dare you.
I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll do it.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
No, I'll do it. That is a really good idea, Chris Tubbs. By the way, in that forecast, still a chance, showers and thunderstorms overnight. And it could be raining where you are. Still some pretty heavy rain, southeast metro. No warnings on the board, but in spots, torrential rain, southeast of the metro, down toward Red Wing. Be aware of that. More rain on the way overnight. We have the news. We have the weather. Enjoy your evening. Big thanks to Chris Tubbs and for you to tuning in tonight.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.